We are on Daf Tzadik Aleph, Omed Aleph, and by the Mishnah. Mi shahaya nosei shtei noshim umeisu v'achakach meisu. Person that married two noshim, they died b'chayo, and then he died. V'yisaymim mevakshim ksubes imon. V'yisaymim are mevakish ksubes imon. Ve'ein sham elo shtei ksubeis, and is only in the Yerusha enough for both ksubis. In other words, there's no meiser dina. The situation is a situation that be'emesin there should be a takon of ksubis b'nin dichim. Both wives died b'chaye abal. But the problem is ve'ein sham elo shtei ksubis chilkim b'shavim. So there's no takon of ksubis b'din dichin when there's no meiser dinner, because that is an akira of Yerusha d'araisa. So there's no takon. So we have a Yerusha d'araisa. Hoya sham meiser dinner. What if, besides the shear of shtei ksubeis, there was a meiser dinner? There was an extra dinner. Is eilu neitlin ksubeis imon, ve'eilu neitlin ksubeis imon. Im amru yisaimim, anachnu malim al nichsei avinu yofe dinner. The Yisaimim of the Ksuba Gdeile, there was only, this is the first case of the Mishnah, Ve'ein Sham Elo Shtei Ksubeis. So it's a Merdik Eshot, the whole Schus of Ksubes Bnin Dichen, they lost. So these Yisaimim said, Anachnu Malim Al Nichsei Ovinu Yofedina. Let us say, for practical purposes, the ksube of their mother was 700 zuz. The ksube of the yershei ha'isha ashniya was 300 zuz. Altogether, 1,000 zuz. The father left over 1,000 zuz exactly. So they say, Anachnu malim al nichsei avinu yofedina. That means we're saying that the 600 nechosim that are worth 699 minus adina, by us the 699 is worth 700. So Mamela, we're malet that ki'ilu it's worth 700. So we just gained an extra dinner. We deducted a dinner from the shavyes. That means we said that without this dinner, it's worth, by us this is worth 700 zuz. Whatever the ksuba of the mother was, that's how much it's worth. So we have now a meiser dinner. The meiser dinner will divide. Kedei sheyitlu ksubas imon. They want to yashin ksubas imon. It's a shot. Like this, they only can end up with 500 zuz. Like this, they can end up with 700 zuz. Ein shaymin lehem. There's no such inyan of malin al nichsei avinu yofe dinner. Elishamin as anachosim bebezdin. The dion, the value of the nachosim is what bezdin will shut up. Hayu sham nachosim beroy. What is if the father had 1,000 zuz, which covered exactly the two ksubis? But there's nechosim which are roi lovoi elov. That means his father is his father, the grandfather, is about to die. So memele, so the nichsei avi aviyim will fall be Yerusha. Now with his nechosim, will everybody amaisa dina. Hoyisham nechosim beroi einom kivemurzik. So it's not keilu, there was bemurzik amaisa dina. A moiser dinner has to be bemurzik. It's roi lova ya moiser dinner. That is not sufficient. Rab Shimon Omer, afilu yesham nechosim she'ein la machayis. Afilu, there is 1,000 zuz plus a dinner, but this dinner is metaltalim, einam klum. Achiyisham nechosim sheyesh la machayis yoisa ashtei haksubis dina. You have to have karke, just like the ksuba has to be nigvis mina karke, so the meiser dina also has to be nigvis mina karke. V'yisaymim mevakshim ksubas imam, sheksubas imam merube mishal chavote, v'oimrim boner ksubas pnin dichrenitel, v'chein atem, v'ashar nachloik. The Sheet of Mekebetzis is Moira. This is a very modern lotion that Rashi is saying. There's no Shah. What's that Bahashah Nachlik? Misha Yonosi Shteinoshim, Meisavachakach Meisub, Yisem Mevakshim Ksubesimam, Ve'ein Shom Elo Shtei Ksubes, Chilkim Bishove. Are you Shama Isadina? Elonating Subasima, Belonating Subasima. So where's the Shah? The what we're talking about that, my Shvogger wanted to say, Lule, no one says this, perhaps Rashi was not Geiris Ve'ein. Rashi was Geiris Ein. Then it wouldn't be too bad. So the flow, Mishayu, so the mission is saying like this. That means that we're saying these two cases. If there's no Meisah Dinner, Chalkin B'Shabbat, this is a Meisah Dinner. So that Vashar Nachlik is going about that case. If it's Vain Sham Vaisis, this is the case that we're talking about, and in this case there's no Maisa Dinner. Chelkim Bishove Kisha Ko Yerusha Lefia Golgoilis. Im Omru Yesaimim Bnei Haksube Hagdoila. So the Shita Mekebetzis is Medayik, that what if the Bnei Ksuba Ktana are maskim to be malad in the Chosim? They're maskim. You wanna be malad, the Shavius of the Nechosim shall come out, it'll be a Meisah Dinah, then it's alright with us. There's no din that it has to be a Shumas Bezin. But the din is if the Yisoimim of the Isha, there's a smaller ksube, does not want that there should be a ksube spinin dichrin. So then the bnei ksuba gdoila can't say that they're mala de shabies. Hereyanu malin al nichse avinu. Malin de meyam. We're mala the value. Lekablon aleinu biyoike. That means we're supposed to get 700 zuz al tzubisimene. So we're going to take 699 for 700. By us, the 699 is worth 700. Kedei diner yeser al shav yoike. Kedei shia shamaisa diner vitl tzubisimo. Hayu sham nechosim beroi. Sheruya Lipe Lahem Yerusha, this Nechosim that's Roy Lipe Lahem Yerusha, May Avi Aviem. That means after their father died, there's a Yerusha that's Oymed Lipel from Avi Aviyem. Urshe Tipel. And when this Yerusha will fall, Yiyesham Moiser Diner B'shteya Yerushas. Then, L'cheire Rashi means B'tziruf Shteya Yerushas. There'll be a Moiser Diner. Einam kivamurzik, einam nechshavim achshav liyais ki'ilu ein murzokim ben kvar, v'yesh kan moiser dinner. Now, this lashon of Rashi is very unclear. Now, Rashi would seem to be saying that the Yerusha that's Roy Lovoy, we don't reckon ki'ilu they would have it now. Einon kiva muzik, einem nechshavim achshav, now, that means the father died, the father left over 1,000 zuz. There's a grandfather that's a goises, for practical purposes. And when he's going to die, there's going to be in the Yerusha, and let us say for practical purposes, and that's how the Meiri says, that when the grandfather will die, so the father will yashin him bekever, and they'll yashin from their father. So that means it's going to come out that they're yashining from their father 1,000 zuz plus a moiser dinner. The Moiser dinner is not now. They're going to get the Moiser dinner in 2 hours. The grandfathers are goises. So, einam kivam muzik. So, before we again see the Loshen of Rashi, let us, for example, see the Loshen of the Tosfos Rid, the top line from where the line starts getting wide towards the end of the line. Hoyu sham nechosem beroy, sheroy liplam yerushim, yavi yaviyem, achay mois aviyem, vim oysa ha yerusha, with this yerusha, yisham moisa. Einam kiva muzik, the beini shiye moisa bin nechosem be'eis mois aviyem. The Moisa has to be, the father has to possess the Moisa when he died. She'urzak avihem bi'oisai Moisa. That means that's the halacha. If the father left over, b'shas misosai, to ksubis plus a Moisa dinner, then there's a din of ksubis b'nindichem. If the father at that time did not have a Moisa dinner, so and he gets the Moisa dinner 2 hours later with Yerusha Bekever, is Einon Kibbe Murzik, so it's not Ke'ilu, it doesn't have the same Aloche, Ke'ilu, he was Murzik B'Shas Misosai. And that's equivalent to Bai Pcheir. Bai Pcheir, we also says he doesn't take Beroi Kibbe Murzik. So that means a prayer takes pishnayim from what the father possessed, b'shas misosi, what was murzik leha'ov b'shas misosi. So roi lovoi leha'ov is einom kiva murzik. Is not like ki'ilu, like the nechosim that he was murzik in. That's what the Tosfos Rid says. Now Rashi says, "Einam nechshavim achshav liyois ki'ilu hein murzokin behem kvar." So Rashi says, "It's got interesting to pshat. I don't consider ki'ilu the yoshim are now murzik benichsei avi aviyem." I mean, why do you have to say that? You don't need that they should be murzik when those nechosim. the Iker, the Mishnah, should be telling us that that the Nechosim, the father will get later, does not have the same halacha like the Muzik to get Nechosim. Abba Kevega wants to be medayik from Rashi. Rashi says, Roi is a Yerusha from Avi Aviyah. So Abba Kevega wants to say, but what if someone owed the father money, Zachoyv, and the kark is meshubit to him? So this, the father had Bishas Misosi, the Schus Gviyah. So this could be, is considered, this is music, could be the well, Rashi is saying that, like, Ilu, the Yerushim HaMuzik, the Yerushim HaMuzik and the Shibut. So that's why Rashi only specified a Roi of Yerushim. Tana Rabbona, Zot the Gemara, Lozu Elef, Lozu Chomish Meitz. There were two subis, one was 1,000 zuz, one was 500 zuz. Im yesha moisa dina, eilu neitling subis imon, ve eilu neitling subis imon. Ve im lav yichalku bishoda. Now the shaila is, what is the baraisa telling us? Well, that's what said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, misha inos ishtay nosim. And there's no maisa dinna, is chilkin b'shove. So the Shita Mekabetzis wants to say as follows. He wants to say that, that one could think that the whole din of Ksubis Benin Dichrin was only said if the Ksubis are Shaveis. Now, if the Ksubis are Shaveis, so why need Ksubis Benin Dichrin for us? Yerush should also be the same din. So he says, no, there's an afkamina if one wife had two sons and one wife had one son. So als dine Yerusha, they would each one would get a third of the Yerusha. Now that there's a din of Ksubis Benin Dichrin, so the Yochid gets half, and the two sons get the other half. There's a nafkaminis. I would think perhaps Tafke in such a case, there's a semblance of Chalukas HaYerusha Bishova, that each unit, each family gets half of the Nechosim. In the protim, in the children, he'll get a quarter, but I would think then there's a din of Ksubis Benin Dichrin. But if it's take an unbalanced chalukah to begin with, one is going to get 700, one's got 300, then I would think there's never a loch of Ksubis Benin Dichrin, afilu there's a maisa dinah. That is the chiddush of the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is coming to tell us that Eilavel Deitling Subesimon, if there is a Maisodina. Zakti Gemara weiter. Pshite. Merubim Venismatu. When the father died, he was Meirish Tuksubis plus a Maisodina. Venismatu. But then real estate went down. Shabishas Bezdin was Shom the Yerusha. It's not my Sedina. So what is Pshat? Bishas, so what do we do? Bishas Shume and Bishas Chaluke, there is no my Sedina anymore. Because real estate went down. 10%. So Memele, so what do we do now? Do we make a chaluke of Ksubis Benin Dichrin? Each one will get Ksubis Imon even though there won't be a Moiser Diner to be Chaylik B'Shove, or do you look B'Asher Rosham, B'Shas Chalukah, there has to be a Moiser Diner. So the Gemara says, that is no Shaila. Merubim V'Nismatu Kvar Zochu Behen Yorushim. So let's see what Rashi says. Merubim, B'Shas Mise. B'Shas Mise, when the father died, it was Merubim. Ve'ilu Shomum Bo'isa Isha, if Bezin would have been shown the reg of the Mise, Hayusha Ma'isa Dinah, there would be a Ma'isa Dinah. V'Nismatu She'uzlu Koidim She'shomu Bezin. So B'Shas the Shumet, which this is before the Chalukah, there's no Ma'isa Dinah. Kvar zochu bem yershei ksube hagdoyle liskois beksubes imam mishas mise shoyesham maisadinam. So the Gemara says that since bishas mise there was a halacha of ksubes benindichem, because bishas mise there was enough money to divide the ksubes plus to have a Chaluke Shove B'Maisadina. So there already was a Chalad, there was Chaladin, that, and this Yerusha, the Yerusha will be Apik Iksubis Imam. That din was Chal. Kvar Zochu Liskais B'Iksubis Imam. That means there was Zoiche in the din. This is their right. There was Zoiche that the Chalukas Yerish will be Apik Subas Imam. So that then remains. Later, real estate went down, but that will not change the Oifen Chalukas Hanachosim. Agavuche, the Yelis HaShachar, asks, so what happens now? So what do you do now? Now, when you divide the Nachosim, so how are the nechosim divided? So he brings, then he found the chalkas machoikik. He said Rabbi Kiveg also seems to say like this, that let's say if real estate fell down 10%, so everyone gets 10% less of what they should have gotten. So that means if they were supposed to get 700 zuz for the ksuba simon, so they'll get 630. They're supposed to get 300, so they'll get 270. And the meiser dinner will take off a tenth of the dinner. There won't be a chalukah of a dinner because everything went down. So we'll be mechalik dinner poches a tenth, but al kaponim there was the din, the schus to have a chaluke of ksubis nindichin was chal b'shas mise. So that's the chaluke, Rebbe. No shaila. Mu'otim v'nisrabu. What is the din? If Bishas Mise, it was Muatim. There was no Maiser Dinah. So you can't have a Chaluke, a Piksuba Simon, because that's an Akir of Yerusha Dereis. V'nisrabu, but now, Bishas Chaluke, Bishas, the dividing up the Nechosim, real estate went up, now there's enough for the Ksubis, there's a Maiser Dinah. So what is the Shaila? So Rashi in Shita Mekebet says, Madure Kama says, the Shaila is, so now, let now be Chal the din of Yerusha's Ksubis Pnindich. It can't be Chal before, because there won't be a Yerusha Derais. So it wasn't Chal then. Let it be Chal later. There's no reason why it shouldn't be chal later, or maybe not. Maybe if it's not chal b'shas mise, period, it can be chal later, or maybe it could be chal later. That is the shaila. Zok the Gemara Toshma the nichsei devei bar tzirtzu mo'otem nischa bohaber. In such a case, V'osu l'kamei d'Rav Amram, Amar lohu, so he told the bnei ksuba ktana zil paisino, you go and pay the bnei ksuba ktana, you have to give them, it's fakert. Mo'otim v'nisrabu, already, now it's chaladim ksubas nindichin, now we have enough rechush, so the takana will be chal now, it wasn't chal before, it'll be chal now, b'shaz chalukah, so we'll make a chalukah, api de ksubas. Loi ashkechu, they ignored him. Amar lohu iloi mefaisisu lohu mechina lohu besilo duloi mavedome. If you won't give him what api ksubas imam, so I'll hit you with a thorn that doesn't draw out blood. That means Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. V'nismatu shuhuzlu koidem sheshamu. That was the first case. Zilu paisinu liyoshek subagdoila. Silu deloimova doma koid sheni moitzi dam benoikve bebosa. Kloy meshamte benidui. I'll put you in cherem. You're not listening to Bezin. Shadrinu lekamei de Rav Nachman. He sent them to Rav Nachman. Omer lehen, so Rav Nachman told them a fakerte psak. Kishem shemerubim v'nismatu zochu behen yoshim. Kach mu'otem v'nisrabu zochu behen yoshim. Zok Rashi. Zochu behen yoshay ksube haktana lachlik hakil b'shove. Ailabishas Misa Lehavibu Moisa. Is that Sachmir that Rashi learned Pshat in Rav Nachman's Teretz as follows? The Shaila of the Gemara was, even though the Takona of Ksubis Benindichin was unable to be Chal Bishas Misa, let it be Chal Bishas Chalukah. That was the Shiloh. That's a good Shiloh. Why can't it be Chal now? So the Gemara says, but there was a Zochu. That means that if there was Nechosim Mu'otim Bishas Misa, so the Yosheik Suba Atane was Zoicha Aschus to be ma'akev ksubes b'nin dichim. We got a schus that we're going to divide the Yerusha. This is also a schus. Just like you understood before. By merubim v'nismatu, there's a zochu that they get, that the lady b'shas look is a game, don't, the schusim are, if one gets a schus, he keeps the schus. So just like over there by Merubim v'Nismato, they were zochu in the takon of Ksubas Nendichim. Here they were zochu that there should be a Yerusha, a Chalukah Shoveh, that there should not be Ksubas Nendichim. So if it was zochu, so later you can't be mafkiya this chus that they acquired. Now let us see Taisis. Kach mu'otim v'nisrabim zochu ben yoshim. Perish bekuntris v'chilkin b'shov. That's pshat, that's what he means. So that means Rav Nachman was chilek on Rav Amram. V'chem perish ha'menech nanov. Af agav de bereish mi shemeis v'abi nechosem mu'otim v'abonais yizoynu Rabbonim Yishawu al Apsochim Amrin and the Bain Mu'otim v'nisrabu Bain Merubim v'nismatu Yad Rabbonim al Yoynim Rabbonim Yirshu Rabbonim Shizoynu V'lo Yamrinam Mu'otim v'nisrabu Kfar Zochu Behen Rabbonis K'diom Ahoche V'zochu B'nei Ksube Aktane Lachloik Bishov. Now let us explain what Teisvis Kasha is. The halacha is, there's a Tnai Ksube that the Bonois should be secure with mezainis ad sheyibogel. Now let us say that you need 1,000 zuz for mezainis habonis ad sheyibogel. The father left over 1,000 zuz. So the bones take the 1,000 zuz, and the bonim is a yishalu al apsochem. There's no din yerusha. They take this for their mezainis. There's no din yerusha. So the Gemara says as follows: Pshite merubim benismatu. What happens if bishas misis ha'ov was merubim? That means there was 1,000 zuz for the bones, a mezainis for the bonim ad sheyibogru is also 1,000 zuz. So 2,000 zuz, that's called nechasim merubim. So memeile, so the halacha is abonim yirshu, abonish yezainu. So that means they're yashling $1,000 and they're taking $1,000 from the tnai ksuba of mezainis. Now, merubim v'nismatu. What happened? Very interesting, Rashbam. In Baba Basra, the food went up. $2,000 is now worth what $1,000 was worth. So that means if you want to ensure that the bunny should have mezainis at Shiyabogu, you would have to give them the whole $2,000. So the Gemara says no. Pshite merubim v'nismatu. So Mamela, you say, Habonim Yirshu, Vabonim Shizayinu. So what's going to be? So it's going to be, so now it's worth half of its value. So we'll take half off, and so they'll get Mazayinus half of what they should have gotten, and finished, and the Bonim will Yarshin half of what they should have gotten. That means the ready was Chaladin Bishas Mise, that is Yerusha and Takone. It remains like that. It's Yerush and Takon. Then the Gemara calls a Shaila, what's the other way around? Mu'otim v'nisrabu. So what's the Shaila? So the Shaila is Mu'otim v'nisrabu, that B'shas Mises was only 1,000 zuz. And the Psak were B'shas Mises, so in Mele, this goes for the bonus. Now later, it was Nisrabu. It was Nisrabu, and now this 1,000 zuz is worth 2,000 zuz. So, what's the Shaila? So the Shaila is, we paskin that the bonus get this 1,000 zuz. It was Nisrabu, got worth more, so now they'll get 2,000 zuz. But we paskin already, it's theirs. That was the takone. Or, do we say no? Now that it's Nisrabu, now we could have Yerusha and Takone. It's now it's worth 2,000 zuz, so the boni could be Yerushim. So what was before was before Bishas Misa was one thing, but now the matzav changed, so let us change the Seder. So now Bishas Chalukya, we have a different matzav, is there a different Seder? Do we change from what was Bishas Misa, yes or no? So the Gemara says over there, we change. Before there was a takon abonis yizainu, because there was only 1,000 zuz. Now there's 2,000 zuz, so we'll be din abonim yirshim abonis yizainu. So what does it say in that Gemara? And that Gemara says, if the situation enables us to change, we change. We're not meshubit to what was Bishas Misa. It's not a pora dume. If we can change, we change. That's what it says in the Gemara. In our Gemara, that was the shail of the Gemara, the way we mentioned Rashi itself. Good Bishas Misa. We couldn't say the takana of ksubis nindichim because there's no maisa dinah. Now maybe we'll say the takana. Our Gemara says you don't change. It was Bishas Misa, was like this. It is like that. You don't change. So that's Taisvus Kasha. So Taisvus Kasha, our Gemara says, Mu'otim v'nisrabu. You don't change. You leave it the way it was, Bishas Misa. And that Gemara says, Mu'otim v'nisrabu, you do change. That's Taisvus Kasha. Now let us see, Nochem will innovate in Taisvus. Av gab de bereish mi shmei, es gab in khos mo otem, da abone is yozayn va bonem yishal u al psokh mem rinen. De bein mo otem ve nischab, which is the kashef tais, bein mo rubem nismato, ya da bone malo yayne. Va bonem yish va bone is yozayn. Vlo yem rinon mo otem ve nischab kvar zokh ben abones, they ready the takona was that they get the 1,000 zuz. Now, you have to understand what Taisus is answering, but let us go by a dog. So, L'chayre Taisus is saying, the vote is not, do you change, don't you change. If that would be the criteria, then we have a stira. Our Gemara says, we don't change. That Gemara says, we do change. If we can change, we change. Our Gemara says, we don't change. No, the criteria is a different criteria. The criteria is, that means if in any way we could be mamid, Nachla d'iraise. So that is what we are mamid. So memeila. So in that gemara was mo'otim v'nisrabu. So b'shas was mo'otim. There was no nachla d'iraise. But what should be? Now later we can have Anachla deraise. So let's change. We're not meshubet to what was before. Before was a shasat chak. There was only mizaynes abon. So we were ikenachla deraise. Finished. That was the takone. Abonim yishalo apsochem. But now we could change and be mekayim nachla deraise. No problem. We definitely should change. So mekayim nachla deraise. Agemore, mu'otim v'nisrabu, it's v'nahapachu. Bishas mise, there was a nachla d'yeraise. To change now, to take away from nachla d'yeraise? To change, to take away from nachla d'yeraise, that we won't do. So memelis, or Taisvah says, Taisvah is telling us as follows, that the inyan of changing is dependent. That means, do you change or you don't you change is dependent. If by changing will bring about an achla d'iraisa, change b'chol hakovet. That's the Gemara Baba Basra. If by changing you're taking away from an achla d'iraisa, don't change. That's our Gemara. But there's one big problem, that the Marsha's Moira, that, so let's go back to the first din. Pshita merubim v'nismatu, is kvazochu yoshim. Now, merubim v'nismatu, so before there was a takon of ksubis v'nindicha, now, it's nismatu. So, there won't be a Yerusha now. There won't be a Yerusha. So, here the Gemara says, Kvar Zochu Yoshim. That means that, Eid is Nachle Dereis Udo. Gonish.
There won't be nachla deraisa. That's what it says by our Gemara. I mean, if the criteria is nachla deraisa, so what's with berubim v'nismat? So dachsich mir the marsho means to answer as follows. There's a big chilek between merubim v'nismatu and the other two cases. Merubim pshat is there was chal a din of ksubes pnin dichen. Kvar zochu yoshem, there was zoiche in this Yerusha doesn't be a chaluke al piksubes pnin dichen. Was chal that din. Now became nismatu. So you want to be oiker a din? As for sure. The din was chal already. Kvar zochu. The din was chal. If the din was chal, so memela were not oiker adin. I mean, the din was that the nechosim merubim the zatakon of ksubis nindichim. If the din was chal, was ich not oiker adin. The shaila and the gemara is, for example, the gemara in Baba Basra, mu'otim v'nisrabu. Are we oiker the din mezainis of the bonus chas v'sholem? Not oiker the din. Before it was Mu'atim, there was a dinah bonus yezaynu. There was 1,000 zuz, the bonus yezaynu. Now that there's 2,000 zuz, we're not oikir the dinah of bonus yezaynu, they'll still have them yezaynus. But instead of them having 2,000 zuz, we'll make Yerusha deraisa. That means we're being mishane. The takone that was before, this is a change, it's not an akira. That means whatever the bonus was zeichin, they still have. But now, why shouldn't we have a Yerusha deraisa? If it wouldn't be a Yerusha deraisa, we wouldn't change it. But if we could hop on, we would say, let the bonus have the whole 2,000 zuz. But since we could be mekayim Yerusha deraisa, that means so we have the mezainus abonus, we have Yerusha deraisa, we zichash have Yerusha deraisa. The same thing by us in our Gemara, mu'otim v'nisrabu. Here pshat is, I have Yerusha d'arais. I have a Yerusha d'arais already. Now, here, I'll still have Yerusha d'arais if I make subas plindichim with the ma'isadina, but I want to take away from Yerusha d'arais. Before the Yerusha deraisa was on all the nechosim, now I want to change it to take away from Yerusha deraisa, only be on a meisa dina. There the criteria is that Yerusha deraisa remains. Either it remains or we're mishana to make Yerusha deraisa. That is actually what Tosis means to say. Va'oid meforish Rebbe. Now Rebbe said a new pshat in the whole Gemara that the kasha fangt sich nicht um. Rebbe said, Kishem shemerubim v'nismatu zochu bem yershim, perish b'nei ksube gedoyla, kach mu'otim v'nisrabu zochu ben yershim b'nei ksube gedoyle. That means in both cases, we'll say ksubes b'nei dichen. That means, according to Rebbe, this is the Ri in Baba Basra, that means Rav Nachman said the same thing like Rav Amram. According to Rashi in the Rach, Rav Nachman was chilek a Rav Amram. According to the Ri, he said the same thing, fakert. That means before there couldn't, there's a takon of ksubes nindichim, but if there's no Yerusha deraisa, you can't have ksubes nindichim. B'shas misi, you couldn't have the takon, you'll have the takon now. That's how Rebbe learned pshat. Vayin meforosh Rebbe, kishem shemerubim v'nismatu, zochu ben yershim, perish nei ksubes doyle, kach mu'otim v'nisrabu zochu bem yorshim b'nei ksubi g'dayla. So that means if whenever the takone is shayach,
whenever the takone is shayich, who make the takone? If it was shayich b'shas misa, so the takone was chal b'shas misa. If the takone wasn't shayich b'shas misa, it'll be chal later when it is shayich. Ba'af al gav, does linen hoche boso takante de rabbonom tfei mehosom, Mishum da'af al gav. That means, now Tais is asking a kasha by merubim v'nismatu. What's by merubim v'nismatu? Over there, the Gemara Baba Basra. So there the Gemara says, pshite, merubim v'nismatu, you won't say the takon of the Rabbonon. And they're going to lose the mezainis. It was merubim, it was abonish yezainu, abonim yirshu, and now in its nismatu it won't be yezainu, won't be yirshu either, but I'll kaponim, there, I don't say abonish yezainu, abonim yishal, ala psoch, in fact, tachtaisvis. So in Agimor it says, now we have a kasha, a different kasha. An Agamara says, whenever it's shaykh to make the takon, you make the takon. If the takon was chal, so it's chal finished. It was chal b'shas misa. If the takon was mawatim, so it'll be chal later. Now we'll make the takon. Tractatus is the Gemara in Baba Basra doesn't say that. Merubim v'nismatu. You don't make the takon. The bonus lose the mezainis. Ava gav dazlin en hoche bosa takanta drabonan tvei mehosom. Bishem daf agav dezlin ebosa takanta de rabbonon hochele meyeke nachol di reise. Here we're going bosa de takone, but there'll still be a nachle de reise. Avol hosa meyozlos bosa takanta rabbonon meyeke legamri nachol di reise vela yoshu abonim klal. That means, if it was merubim v'nismatu, now there's only 1,000 zuz left. So now you want to say it should be abonim shezainu abonim mishal apsochim. You want to now make a takana to be the oiki Yerusha derais. So that we want to. By us there's no akira Yerusha derais. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre dave maski bei alfe zuzi. Those are loive. They were moaning from him 1,000 zuz. Havelei trei apadni. He had 2 mansions. So vino chode bechomesh meya. He sold one bechomesh meya. Vechode bechomesh meya. And he sold the second one also bechomesh meya. We'll see to one lekeach. Finish. He doesn't have any more karka. Also, Balchoiv, now the Balchoiv, the Malve came to the Likoyach. Now, why didn't he go to the Loive? The Loive has 1,000 zuz, so Adrein, Bemokim Shiesh Pnei Chayrim, not Goive from Mishubodim. Either will say that was only said if he has Kakois Pnei Chayrim. Well, we'll say it's speaking about that he lost the money also. But Al Kaponim, the Koyach, the Malvin, the Din Shibud was now on these 2 houses that the Lekeach had possessed, purchased from the Loive, and both houses together were worth 1,000 zuz, and he owed 1,000 zuz to the Malvin. Also, Baal Choyiv, Tolfo l'choda minayu. So the Baal Choyiv was Teiref, one of the houses. I'd like just to explain a little. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in the Ritva's Mavayar over here. When there's a Seder, how Bezdin is Goive from Bekuches, if Bezdin decides that we should be able to be goyve from Lekuches, so first, Bezdin is shom the property, how much they think it's worth. After they evaluate the property, then they go and
First,
Bezdin evaluates the property, how much it is worth. After they evaluate the property, there's a hachroza of 30 days. They want to see, maybe someone will purchase it for more than they evaluated it. So, matoiva manoim. If after 30 days we don't have a prospective a purchaser, so Bezdin goes and tells the Malve, so you can take this for this and this shume, but we evaluated it for, and that's called a tirfe. And then afterwards, so a tirfe means that you have a right to be tirfit. And then there's a shtar chalute. A shtar chalute is the Bezdin says this is yours. That means there's a span of time and a chesoron of bailus between the zman tirf and the zman chalute. The tirf is he's toyrif this for his choy, but it becomes 100% his when Bezdin is choylet it b'shusoy. And then it becomes mamishes. Now. Let me just say over one more thing that the Ritva says, so we'll be able to appreciate our Gemara. There's a klal, Shuma Hadra Loilam. That means, the Ritva says, if the Malve was Goive Akarka from the Loive, so the Loive has a right whenever he wants to go over to the Malve and give him the amount that he owed him, and the Malve has to give him back the Kark. Zok the Ritve, but that is only a locha by the Loive. By the Lekuches, there's no such a locha of Shuma Hadra Loilam. That means if the Malve was toyrefit and he took it already, forget about it. It's his. The lekeach can't come and say, here's money and give me back the kark. Okay. So now we'll begin to understand the sugya. He was toyref, trif is again before chaluta, they weren't machleted yet, but he was toyrefit for the chayt. Also, bar chayv tov alachodim minay. Hodaka tov lidach, then he was tov the second one. So in other words, he wants to take both mansions, which are worth $1,000 together for his chayv. He owes him $1,000. It was mishubad $1,000. Yeah. Oza lagabe. Oh, shoko, Alpha Zuzi. Now, the Lekeach took 1,000 Zuz, because of Lagabe, and he went over to the Malta. Omale, he says, you were Teiref one mansion. Yishav Yeloch, I'll make a deal with you. This mansion, by me, is worth $1,000. This one mansion is worth $1,000. I got a bargain, I bought it for five, but it's worth $1,000. So, Ishav Yiloch Alfa Zuzi. So, if to you, you'll accept this for 1,000 Zuz. Lechai, it's good. So, finish. So, you take this karka, and that'll be a payment of the chayv. The Eloi, but if you don't accept it, for 1,000 zuz, you look at the real estate prices, which it's marked at for 500 zuz. The Eloi, shokel alfa zuzi v'stalks. I'll give you 1,000 zuz. By me, it's worth 1,000 zuz. This mansion. So memele. So either you take it for 1,000 zuz. If you want to keep it, you can keep it. But if you don't want to keep it for that value, I'll give you 1,000 zuz for it. I mean, it's worth 1,000 zuz. Sava Rami Bachoma Lemeima Hainu Masnissen, Im Omru Yisaimim Reonu Malim Al Nixi Avinu Yofadina. So let us explain a little bit what's happening over here. So the Ritva says, Rami Bachoma held that even though this karke was not an apoitiki, mefurish, but Rami Bachoma held the Balchoy Bahai Are Kididei Domi Legabi Lekeach. It's like his karke already. It's his karke. So Memele, if it's his karke, so I can ask you one of the two. Either, but you have to know the value of this karke. This karke is by me is worth $1,000. I don't care what the real estate people say. It's $1,000 karke for me. So either take it for $1,000 or else, if you don't want it for thousands, I'll buy it from you from $1,000. But this is $1,000 karke. We have to look at it in a different perspective. So Rami Bachoma says, Ashayna Maisa, you start saying prices. We hear this in the Mishnah. The Yisayimim also wanted to say the same shtick there. The Yisayim of the Ksubik Deila wanted to say, we had a $700 Ksubik. They said this is worth 700 plus a dinner. That's what they evaluated it for 700 plus a dinner. And we're only going to take the 700 and there'll be a dinner left over. And the Mishnah says, you can't do such things. I mean, the shum is not the price, even though they're maskim, the sukkum say 700, they're really they're taking 699. Here it's really worth 500, you're willing to pay 1,000 for it. You can't evaluate something if it's not the true shumen. So Rami Bachoma Lameima Hainu Masnisim, Omri Yisem Gona Malim Al Nichse Yavino Yofedina, they can't do such a thing. Omalei Rove Midomi, Hosom Islei Pseidali Yasmi, over there, it's not only worth 700 zuz. You want to be male the shavius in order to say that there's a meisel dinner. You can't do such a thing. Islay pseida liyasmi. Hoche mi islay pseida here by making this cheshbon. Does the malve have a hefset? Alve yoiv v'alve shokil. Lemaisi, he lent 1,000 zuz. The lekeich is willing to give him 1,000 zuz. If you want, but nafke the kark, take it for 1,000 zuz. But by me, the kark is worth 1,000 zuz. If you don't want the kark of 1,000 zuz, I'll give you 1,000 zuz. There's no hefset. The Ritva says that Rove held the Kozman Shleyesoa Poitiki Are de Lekeach Umotzi Lesluki Bezuzi. The violet's my karka still. It's not yours yet. So I can be Mesaliku Bezuzi. You have no right to take this karka. I'll give you Alfie Zuzi. That is what Rove held. Let us see Rashi. Maski bei noishim boi. Shokol ekech alfazuzi. Yishav yiloch eichode. The kabla bachayv shaloch v'taniach liyazu. Bistalik mitavayu. Hayne masnisim matzina lemigba haidine. Leimotzi toin lehay lekeach. Ochi shoyamal al demed lekeach kent hayne distayne. So he said, no islub seidov nek subaktane baloise shaleilu. Let us see Taishvus. My pseidi islay alfa yoiv alfa kashoko. Here there's no pseidi. Bikan regilim loima, the hoda maskinim ba mekabel, anichalamandi omar, he islay, there's a mandi that says islay zuzi lekeach, le motzus luki bezuzi. So who are these two man di omri? So the world says, if there's a din of sluki bezuzi before they were machlet the karke. Rami bachome svir le motzi le sluki le keyach. There's no din of sluki bezuzi. So maybe some say one, it's like you, it's your karke already. So I can't be misalik you bezuzi. But Rami bachome motzi le sluki. So Mamele asks me Rashi is to say that Rashi doesn't know who these Mandiyomim are. So Taisa says it's these Mandiyomim Miksubis that have the color from the base. Milaromi Bachome Niche Avalarove Manolo. How can you say Tilma Od Hoya Hoche Motzi Misal Usluke Mishmushlaya Reitzalika Chapadna Elabe Hei Meyes? Valaikeach roitzelo says alfa lakach silka. Here you could be misalk. You only take it for 500. I'll take it for 1,000. Avo heiche de roitza balchoi likacha kar geboisei domim she roitza leikeach lesalk imotzulamemi de moi de rovid leimotzulasalik. That means that could be their rov is moide that they can't be misalakim. Why should I give it back to you? It's just, if you're giving more money for it, memela. But shloimeh the mikomot and kosher yisalkenu sheyoshim lekarke kiflaim al shavi. We can always take it back because the ketaka offer more money, and that's what the gemara means. So all the time there's a potential for the lekeach to be misalik the balchoy bezuzi.